Guys, my parents think I'm a virgin, but I'm kind of like not, lol. Yeah, so for those who don't know me, I'm Madison. I told a story about my stupid sister and then my gross brother and then my poor hot gay friend Kevin. If you don't know those stories, I kind of hate you because they're really important and like, who the heck do you think you are coming in here and acting like you're going to read about my first time and not care about the other things that are happening in my life? You should go, like, assistant manage a small diner or something just as sad. LOL. Oh my god. Anyway, guess what? I'm gonna tell you a story! This is gonna sound so creepy and weird, but you'll listen anyway because I'm awesome and it's fun to hear stuff about people who are better than you. LOL. Oh my god, by the way, I love Katniss Everdeen. Random. But yeah, don't worry. It's not like it was my uncle or anything gross like a dog or a hippo or something. Okay, so maybe, like, 18 months ago, this really cute guy snuck into my room. You know how vampires have to get invited into your room before they can come into your room and like visit you in your room? Yeah, this wasn't like that because he wasn't a vampire. This guy just kind of came in through the window and sat on the side of my bed. So I was like, what are you doing here? And I got all mad because I didn't have my hair right and I was wearing my ugly fleecy pants instead of my hot fleecy pants. And he was okay looking, but not like stupid Kevin's hot, dumb, brainless head. But I didn't know Kevin back then, so he was like better than okay, I guess. I wanted to call dad to come beat the guy up, but there's something about him that was like kind of cool. He was like gray, like a rock or a cloud or gay poetry stuff, and he had cool red eyes and like a really big mouth. He started rubbing my hair, which was annoying, but I couldn't move for some reason, and then he whispered in my ear, Madison, you're going to be a mom someday. And then his fingers got really long and skinny and he put them behind my eyes. I was like, I'm gross, no thank you, but I didn't say it because I still couldn't move and then everything got all dark and I woke up kind of sore and stuff. Ew, not there. And that's the story. You guys are lucky I'm good at setting a mood. Otherwise, that would have seemed even weirder and creepier than it was. But yeah, that was my first time with the gray man. Want to know why I'm telling you all this? Obviously you do, LOL. Well, guys, I'm gonna be a mom! Okay, so you can't tell my parents. But it's not like they can see the little baby yet anyway because it's growing behind my eyes. But I can already feel its tiny little hands like pushing on the eye cords or whatever they're called. Good thing I'm not ticklish, LOL. There's only one person I told, and that's poor gay Kevin, so I can make him feel jealous, but he kind of just ruled and said, ugh, because he's annoying, but like so hot. But I know he wished he was the one who put it in me and not the gray man. It's funny because I'd forgotten all about the gray man until the little baby started growing over the weekend. It'd been years and I thought babies were made in 9 months and in the uterus, but mine is gonna be so cool, so that's why it's different. Another weird thing, I've always hated babies. I was so happy when my little brother died, and until he came back, I had to hear him crying and stuff every time I bent his knee back when mom or dad wasn't looking. But now I'm so excited to be a mom. What could be better than another little Madison running around? Like, literally nothing. That's what. I'm going to be the coolest mom. I'll let my baby have parties and vape and talk to Black God and wear whatever she wants and never have to learn Spanish if she doesn't want to. Check this out. When Gina died, it was exactly 1 year after the gray man came to visit. I never even connected that. I was so excited to have my bedroom all to myself, I didn't even think of the dates being the same. By the way, guys, it is so cool to still have a room to myself, and I wouldn't even mind sharing it with the baby. But yeah, at school, I didn't want to tell anybody about the baby except Kevin, but get this. Karen said something bad about my hair and said it wasn't really blonde, but brown like I'm an Italian or something. And I got real mad, and all of a sudden, a little baby hand came out of my eye and cut Karen's throat open. LOL. Nobody saw it happen either. Karen was laughing at me, and then her neck was all shooting blood and stuff, and then she died, and everyone was sad, and I pretended to be sad, but I wasn't sad even though I have to go to a little vigil and say that I'm sad. I'm so not sad. My baby is awesome, and I'm so glad the gray man put it in me. I just don't know when I'm going to tell my parents. It seems like they're never home anymore. Guys, I'm sad. So, remember when I told you about the baby I'm gonna have? Me too, LOL. It's gonna be so great. Oh, but yeah, that's not why I'm sad. You know how my parents aren't really ever around and stuff? Yeah, it turns out they, like, stopped living, like, a while ago. And I've been living with foster parents for, like, a year. No, JK, they're fine. They're just on vacation. LOL. It's cool. They know how mature I am and let me be alone and watch my stupid brother, even though my dumb sister got all dead and stuff. But yeah, here's why I'm sad. And no, it's not poor gay Kevin. I call him Gay Kev now. I promised my parents I'd go to church on Wednesday night, and I did, thank you very much. I walked all the way over there and went down all those flights of stairs and sat at mass for like 5 hours until the gift stopped bleeding and breathing. LOL. I told some other people at church about the baby, but it seemed like they already knew about the baby. And I was like, okay, so why are you asking how I'm doing when you know I'm awesome because I'm having a baby that you already know about for some reason? Yuck. The Hierophant was nice and he gave me a hug once he washed all of the gift's blood off of his hands. I said I didn't mind, but he wanted to be polite because I have really pretty hair. Anyway, yesterday I went to talk to Gay Kev about the baby and see if he wants to make out or something just to practice because boys have mouths not too different from girls. Not as pretty as mine, though. LOL. Don't send me more messages, pervs. So Gay Kev's brain is getting a little better, so he drooled pretty intelligently for someone with a lot of missing brain and said something like, when I asked about being a daddy. So I took that as a yes and started kissing him. Did you know that drool tastes like a mouth? I guess it kind of makes sense, but I never really thought about it. But yeah, drool is all mouthy. But guys, here's why I'm sad. I think Gay Kev stayed gay because he didn't really get into it except to drool a lot more. He didn't say anything about wanting to be Katniss's daddy. I didn't want anyone to think I got rejected, so I pushed him away and said not to touch me anymore. No one noticed. It was nice. But I'm still sad. I don't want Katniss to grow up without a daddy in her life. Sure, the gray man who put Katniss all up in me is technically her dad, and there's always Black God, and even my dumb aunt is all about Bill Lamari or something guy, but it's not the same. Gay Kev is such daddy material. By the way, my aunt is really annoying. I get it. My uncle was sad and had to go out on a boat and die all slow and stuff. But heck, Aunt Lisa, why do you have to be all dramatic about it? Like, we have Gay Kevs for that type of thing. There's really nothing artsy about what you do, so how about you, like, stop being so drama-llama-y and just move on, LOL. It's so not attractive. Like, you'll never get another uncle for me that way. Yeah, Katniss is kind of pushing at the inside of my eyes now, which is kind of cute, but it tickles a lot and makes stuff blurry for a little while. It's like looking into a glass that's filled with corn syrup or Gay Kev drool or something, not that I've ever collected it and drank it. So yeah, one more interesting thing that you're probably gonna like because you think I'm sweet and adorbs. The Hierophant was at my doorstep first thing this morning when I went out to go to school. Oh my god, hold on. Guys, I totally realized that while I was writing this that I hadn't fed Tommy since my parents left. And like, ugh, why is it so easy to accidentally kill little kids? Oh my gosh, so annoying. So the Hierophant was there, and he touched my forehead in front of where little Katniss was sleeping, and then he asked me to take a bite out of something that was kind of cold and meaty and had veins in it, and I felt pretty good after. Okay, I have to go do something about Tommy or else I'm gonna get in a lot of trouble. But I'm not sad anymore now that I've got all this out. I'll talk to you later, losers! No, you're not really losers, except for all of you who totally are. Bye! Hey guys, it's your girl Madison, and guess what? I had my baby, and she died. Well, I think she did. Not really sure yet. Maybe you can help me. Probably not, though, because almost all of you are like R-word tarded. So remember my dumb sister Gina, and then my gross brother, and then my sad story about not finding a boyfriend, and then me learning I'm not a virgin anymore, and then why was I sad? Wow, that's a lot to know. But you should know it if you don't because I'm awesome, LOL. Madison! Yeah, so I mind told Gay Kev back at home that I was having headaches, and he was just all like, oh. So I regular told the school nurse, and she had me go home. Mom picked me up and then had to go back to work, so she left me there alone. Then, like, I started to bleed out of my eyes, LOL. It was hilarious, kinda. Like, I was crying blood, but I wasn't crying because I was watching the nice black man on TV with all the funny answers to the questions, but yeah, blood! Out of my eyes! I thought it was a little weird, if I do say so myself. I love saying if I do say so myself. It makes me sound so sophisticated, if I do say so myself, LOL. So I called the Hierophant and he came over like right away and made it seem like a big deal. I don't know what the big deal was. I love Katniss, but if she died, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I guess babies just die all the time, especially around me. Oh, shh. The Hierophant had me lie down and he said stuff like chanting about bodies and bodies and bodies of bodies and black god and all that. And then everything got super blurry. I swear, it was like Gay Kev was drooling in my eyes again. But he was chained up out back, so I know it couldn't have been him, but like it was still warm and drooly, but like drooly energy, you know? I bet you know. I felt a ton of pressure behind my eyes, like Katniss was kicking again, but then it started to itch a lot, and the Hierophant reached down and took his finger and like pushed my eye all the way to the side, and it hurt a lot. But then there was like this sucking noise, and with my other eye, I saw him pulling something that looked like clumps of fettuccine out. Guys, I gotta tell you something. I love fettuccine. So, like, you have to expect when I love something as much as I love fettuccine, I'm gonna talk about it when I see it. So when the Hierophant was pulling out the fettuccine, I kept telling him how much I love fettuccine, and that fettuccine's my favorite, and asking him if he'd share the fettuccine with Katniss while he's in there, and whether or not he was interested in eating the fettuccine with me, and can you believe it? He told me to be quiet. I was so super surprised because he never told me anything like that before, and I was just trying to communicate. Like, communication is good for people, but no, he thought his work was more important, so he just kept pulling and pulling the stuff out. I guess I went to sleep because when I woke up, he was still there and still pulling, and he was like, I'm almost done, Madison. And I was like, good, because I can't wait to eat fettuccine. And then he finally said, Madison, that isn't fettuccine. And I was like, what are you talking about? It looks like fettuccine. And he was like, shh. So I did, but I still thought about fettuccine. So like an hour later, he was all done and he let me sit up. On the floor near the couch was a big old pile of stuff that looked a heck of a lot like fettuccine, but I guess I could tell it wasn't, even though I still wanted some. It was really clumpy and stringy and smelled pretty bad, and I was like, did Katniss make that? And the Hierophant just said, Madison, that is Katniss. Guys, I was so shocked. Like, I'd expected a baby, not a weird wormy fettuccine baby. It took me a second. And I stared at the Hierophant thinking he was making some kind of joke, but he just kept chanting stuff over the pile of not fettuccine, and then it hit me. Guys, it was Katniss, my little girl! Well, I got off the couch and hugged the pile of Katniss fettuccine, and it kind of like wriggled and sighed, and right then, I felt what all new moms must feel when they hold their babies for the first time, like, oh my god. So, like, we snuggled for a little while, and Katniss crawled around in my hair and stuff, and I tried to, like, stick my boob in her a couple of times in case she was hungry, but she didn't seem interested, which was fine, because, like, I thought it was weird to have my boob out in the living room, lol. But yeah, the Hierophant said one last thing, and then Katniss stopped moving, guys! I was freaking out, like, oh my god, Katniss, are you okay? But the Hierophant just said, she's dead, Madison, and I was just like, okay, but like, she's still my baby and stuff, and we can do things with her now that she isn't stuck to life anymore, right? And the Hierophant was like, yeah, that's what we've been waiting all this time for. So awesome, right? I had my baby, and my baby died, and now all the great stuff can finally start. The Hierophant is leading Gay Kevin to the living room and starting to stuff pieces of Katniss back into his dumb, brainless head, lol. I love you, Gay Kev. And you know, I think he's actually getting smarter as more Katniss gets stuffed in there. Right before he left, the Hierophant chained Gay Kev up again and took some Katniss and swallowed her. Bodies and bodies, he said to me as he left. Bodies and bodies, I yelled back, lol. I don't know what any of it means, but it sounds cool and I think a lot of fun stuff is gonna happen. I sure hope it's fettuccine, if I do say so myself. Lol.
Hey there, everyone who's listening on YouTube, or those of you who are listening on the podcast. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and before you head out for the night, I just wanted to let you know about a couple of things. Without you, the show doesn't take place. So, if you guys would like to support the show, or if you guys would like to get your hands on a couple of cool little things whenever new things come out, check out patreon.com/MrCreepypasta, and any support that you guys show, I really appreciate. For everyone who's already donated to the Patreon, I really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. I thank you so much for that. If you guys are looking for more Creepypasta Storytime, there's a new video that's uploaded to this channel or uploaded to the podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday now. You can be able to get more from me at facebook.com/MrCreepypasta or on Twitter at Mr. Creepypasta and then the number 0. Thanks so much for listening, kids, and for your support.
And sweet dreams.